You're tuned to WQCS 88.9 FM. I'm Kenrick Thomas. Methamphetamine labs, or meth labs, have been an ongoing problem in the recent years on the Treasure Coast, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. According to the Palm Beach Post, 11 meth labs were busted in 2012 in St. Lucie County, and 4 meth labs have been busted in the last 4 months in Martin County. If you suspect something suspicious near you, bad odor, surgical tubing, and 32-ounce Gatorade bottles could all be signs of a meth lab.
And in the last year and couple months, we've seen an increase.
That's Martin County Sheriff William Snyder, and he explains their biggest concern with the production of meth labs.
The inherent danger of the meth lab itself, and one of our labs did explode here in Martin County, so there's a real danger for that. And then the other danger, of course, is the devastation that it brings to the lives of the users.
That explosion occurred in October of 2013 inside a Martin Downs apartment complex that happens to have an adjoining wall with another apartment.
So had that explosion been just a little bigger, we would have seen equal amount of damage to his neighbor.
Sheriff Snyder will address the issues in a town hall meeting in Martin County on Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Blake Library in Stewart. The production, distribution, and possession of meth are all separate felonies. Detective Chris Vasquez of the Indian River County Sheriff's Office tells us about the dangers of living next to a meth lab.
Meth labs put off hydrogen chloride gas, HCl gas, which is just one gas among many gases. However, it's an extremely dangerous gas for to breathe in and to just be exposed to.
After busting a meth lab, detectives wear protective gear for safety reasons. That includes being covered head to toe in hazardous material gear, sometimes referred to as moon suits.
You need a level 2 or a level A or a level B complete suit. All kinds of crazy stuff that they come up with to make sure that you are not exposed and obviously your respiratory system is not exposed.
Originally, meth was used to treat people mainly for sleeping problems, people that needed to work for long periods of time, or people that struggled with their weight. There's a group of cold medicine that contains pseudoephedrine, which was available only by prescription until 1976. That's when the substance for meth became easier to purchase.
You know, people learned how to make it themselves very cheaply, extremely cheaply. It was much cheaper than cocaine, for example, which has some similar effects.
That's Keith Humphrey, who's a professor at Stanford University and a former drug advisor for the Bush and Obama administration. And he explains the reaction users get when they use meth and why this drug has become addictive.
Becoming paranoid, chronically agitated, rageful, some places even turning basically psychotic, like as if they had a mental illness. People also, when you take it, you feel really good, but then when it wears off, you crash and go through the really deep depression. Some people are sometimes suicidal, and so that makes them want to take it again.
Even though getting rid of illegal usage of meth is a long way to go, Humphrey believes making pseudoephedrine a prescription drug only in every state could slow down the production. For an archive of this story, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.